Connell McShane, anchor at News Nation. You can watch him at 2 o'clock today everywhere. Hi, Connell. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Pretty good. So, news or noise, this business of the U.S. cutting off trade negotiations with Canada. The president said that's it. He's miffed at an ad they're running that features Ronald Reagan saying tariffs are bad. I suppose if history is any lesson, and by history I mean whatever happened yesterday, this thing is just a tempest in a teapot and it's going to go away. Your thoughts?
I agree. I mean, I think that it'll end up being noise, but it's news for now, which is kind of how we have to deal with the administration on a day-to-day basis on especially issues of trade. I would say, one, you know, the stock market, for example, today is not reacting to this at all.
Yeah.
If anything, stocks are higher because of there was an inflation report, a little softer than expected, and the theory is that the Fed can keep cutting rates. So that seems to be where people's attention is that care about money today. So I think they're making the exact bet that you're making. I will make one point about this. The president was upset about that ad that Ottawa was running where President Reagan was speaking negatively about tariffs. He said it was out of context. And in fairness to President Trump, it was out of context. It may not be a reason to cut off the trade negotiations, but Reagan was justifying a rare use of protectionist trade policy in his administration, tariffs on Japan, because of what he thought was unfair semiconductor policy at the time. And he was doing so by saying, you know what, I'd never want to do this because usually tariffs have a bad history and this is what happens. And they cut out that part where he was talking negatively about tariffs because he's a free trader. So interesting.
Sure. So I understand that. But isn't that an interesting way that either side can cut that Reagan audio to their advantage? Because mm-hmm. you're right. That clip that is running that has the president upset is Reagan announcing a tariff on Japan over semiconductors.
Right.
But in that 5 or 6 minute address, 4+ of those minutes are him talking about how tariffs are a bad idea and they are ultimately negative for the country that imposes them. But it's the necessary evil he has to use against Japan at that time. So he's sort of holding his nose as he does it. Now, you tell me, what's the proper context to put that address by Reagan in? Tariffs are good or tariffs are bad?
He didn't like tariffs. He was a free trader. I think that's on the record as being an obvious kind of read of history, even though he used these types of policies in isolated incidents. And President Trump would tell you that. He said it publicly. So he said something to the effect many times, oh, I love Reagan, but, you know, except on trade. He didn't know he wasn't great on trade. President Trump has said that many times in public. I think let's just go back to your first point. Let's just see how this whole thing plays out. The big trade story right now for Trump and for his administration is China. He's on his way over to Asia later.
Absolutely.
You got to meet with Xi Jinping next week, and this is probably a distraction. So we'll see, and that's how the financial markets seem to be treating it today.
Yeah, understood. I mean, November 1st is the more important line in the sand, and that's China. And I believe it's 11 million% or something like that, that the tariffs are going to go up. I believe it's 11 million. Do you have that number handy?
That's exactly right. I didn't know you'd do it. That's great that you could do that off the top of your head, but that's exactly right. That's exactly what the president said. 11 million. It's going to be the highest ever. So, yeah, something like that. But that's the latest threat on the table.
Shame on you, Connell McShane.
We'll see. We'll see.
Just real quick then, what else should I pay attention to about this inflation number today? The Fed is focused more on employment. Was it the employment number or the inflation number? It was the inflation number, right?
Yes. Inflation, 3% rate in September for consumer prices, which is what most of us look like at is the inflation rate. There's some other measures, PCE number that the Fed often looks at as a better gauge for them. But this is, you know, generally consumer inflation, 3% in September from last year. The number came in, you know, month to month down a little bit, and then from expectations a little bit lower than some economists expected. So I think that's what the market's reacting to. What should you look at? I mean, the context is, you know, we also had a headline today where Social Security benefits for retirees will rise 2.8%. So that's more in the cost of living increase than they gave out last year when it was only 2.5%. So, you know, inflation's an issue. 3% is, you know, is still something we got to deal with. And if people's salaries are going up by less than that, if your salary's flat or it's only going up 1 or 2%, you're effectively getting a pay cut, which makes your world more expensive.
And I don't know how or where people are noticing it most. Gas seems to go up and down willy-nilly, but gas is relatively affordable. But beef prices are noticeably more expensive. If you order a steak at a restaurant, it's a lot. And if you get a pound of ground beef at the grocery store, it's noticeable. People are talking about that.
I think in aggregate, too, it's like these things go up and down. And, you know, as the president says, at the beginning, they were hitting me with eggs. You know, like eggs was a story when he came in. Beef is a story now. But the point is, inflation overall is still a story. It may not be as big of a story as it was in the, you know, the height of the recovery from the pandemic, but it's still a story. So I think it's the aggregate that people's costs, and this depends on the individual person, but like I go, you know, I just make it a simple thing is if you're making year over year the same as you made last year, your world just got 3% more expensive. So your salary has to go up by at least that or more to kind of afford your life, generally speaking, whether that's your rent, your mortgage payment, when you add in all your other household expenses, including groceries. So I think that's where people notice it is this in their month-to-month budgeting, is that they still have to be making more to keep up. And that's you know, that wasn't an issue for a long, long time. We lived in a very low inflation environment, really post 9/11 and through.
Well, even today, we still are.
Yeah, on a relative and a historical basis, we are. You're right. Absolutely, we are. But I think that, you know, versus what people were used to for, a relatively long stretch of time, 15, 20 plus years, it's still a little bit of a different environment where you got to keep making more in order to keep up. And that's challenging.
Last week, I asked you how you all are reporting on and what the nation is seeing out of Chicago. And we continue to see arrests and detentions and protests of the arrests and detentions in Chicago. Are you all still talking about that on News Nation?
Yes, but in the context of what's happening in every other city and trying to point out how different cities for, probably, I can't think of another reason, political reasons are being treated differently, the targeting of Democratic cities like Chicago, the openness for conversations in other Democratic cities like San Francisco. Really interesting to see how that happened, not only in the conversation the president had with the mayor of San Francisco when he was talking about, as he says, surging in federal resources, but with the key tech leaders who have a direct line. So if you have a city like San Francisco where the CEO of NVIDIA or Mark Benioff, who runs Salesforce and owns Time Magazine, have a direct line to the White House, you have a better likelihood of talking President Trump out of something than if you're in a city that doesn't have those types of business leaders, which is always an interesting twist.
Yeah, unfortunately, our billionaires aren't giving to the new ballroom in the East Wing, but in San Francisco, some of them are. I mean,
they are.
Talk about being transparent and transactional. The president said that a couple of these billionaires called me and asked me to go easy on their city, and then he called the mayor of San Francisco and had a nice conversation. And so so at his discretion, San Francisco doesn't get the surge.
That's right. Totally. And it's just as left wing or whatever you want to call it city as Chicago, right? San Francisco, Chicago. But that's the difference. The personal transactional approach with the president worked in that case. And it wasn't even the politicians. He talked about the mayor a little bit, but it was Benioff and it was the CEO of NVIDIA. And that seemed to be, and we were watching the president yesterday at this event he had at the White House speak about this, it was clear that those conversations were the ones he was responding to.
Colin McShane reports on News Nation. You can watch him at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Comcast, DirecTV, the Dish Network, and he's kind enough to give us part of his Friday mornings. Nice to talk to you today, Colin.
All right. Always appreciate it, John. Talk to you next week.